This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Dover-based band The Soggy Po'Boys have a new album interpreting the classics of New Orleans jazz. The 7-member band has been bringing jazzy, funky tunes to audiences throughout New Hampshire and up and down the East Coast since 2012. The new album is called All in Favor, and joining me now is Stu Diaz, singer for the band. Stu, welcome.
Thanks, Peter. Thanks for having me.
So why did you and the band want to record an album of these classic New Orleans-based tunes?
Well, we've been playing pretty actively for the last 7 years, and very often after a show, people will come up to us and say, hey, that song, where do I get that song? And for a very long time, we've had to say, well, we haven't recorded that, but we do have all of these originals that you've never heard of. And so this is sort of our attempt to go back and really arrange in our own way the music that we fell in love with. These are sort of the New Orleans canon. There's a couple of spirituals on there, like Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho, but then there's a couple of Louis Armstrong and Sidney Bechet classics, Shag by Sidney Bechet and Hotter Than That by Louis Armstrong.
Well, let's listen to Hotter Than That for a little bit. So what made you want to do a version of this song?
Louis was really this Promethean figure. He was a very technically gifted, very fiery trumpet player, and I think that part has been lost a little bit. And so this is sort of our attempt to recapture those Hot Fives and Sevens recordings where you have a band absolutely on fire, just going for it. And so you hear the group playing almost constantly, and everyone in the band is reacting in real time.
I want to play for our listeners something that really showcases your talents as a singer, but I want you to choose. So what from this album do you think we should play to show off?
To show off.
Your time to brag a little bit about yourself and your voice. What would you choose?
That's a tough one. I suppose I'd go with...
Is there one that's challenging for you?
Really
stretch yourself.
I would go with It's Raining. This is one famously performed by the legendary Irma Thomas. I honestly feel like I have no business singing this one. And it is challenging, but it is one of my favorite ones to sing.
All right, well, let's hear it. It's Raining.
It's raining so hard. Looks like it's gonna rain all night. This is a time I long to be holding you tight. I guess I'll have to accept the fact that you're not here. I wish tonight would hurry up and end, my dear. It's raining so hard.
I've never heard a version of this song not sung by Irma Thomas that was great. So that's a very difficult thing to step into because the original version is so iconic. How do you go after that without falling short? It's a challenge. And so that's sort of what's zooming around in my head every time I do this song.
I want to hear another song from this album and we can talk about it. It's the last song on the record and it's called Ain't My Fault. Let's hear it a little bit.
Darling, I know that you got someone else, but I'm sick of seeing you by myself. I got these brand new $16 shoes, gonna take for a spin, so spread the news. Now I don't know if you're up to the task, but I figured the least I could do was ask.
So can you talk a little bit about the personal spin you and the Soggy Po'Boys put on this song?
Sure. So this is a song by a New Orleans composer named Smokey Johnson. And his version is extremely cool. But a couple years ago, the Preservation Hall Jazz Band had done a version of this that a lot of us found quite compelling. Our clarinet and soprano sax player Eric Claxton had suggested, well, what if we take a stab at making this our own. And so I was sitting with the song and sort of thinking about, you know, well, what would It Ain't My Fault mean for us? And the idea of, you know, you are in an area where you see someone that you think is really interesting or really beautiful, and you just, against your better judgment, maybe go up and talk to them. Well, I'm sorry. It ain't my fault.
Oh, it ain't my fault. Oh, it ain't my fault. Oh, it ain't my fault.
Well, this has been quite an education for me in learning about New Orleans jazz. So thank you very much for that.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And as we wrap up our time here, can you suggest a song that we can listen to as we play out?
My initial thought was to go with the spiritual, which is Joshua at the Battle of Jericho. But I think that's something that a lot of people have heard. One that I think people may not have heard is the opening cut on the album, which is a song called Shag. It's written by the great Sidney Bechet, and it features just some incredible group playing, some pretty intense vocals, and the outro on the song was something that we had a lot of fun arranging.
Okay, so here's Shag, as arranged by the Soggy Po' Boys. Studios, thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.
The new album, All in Favor, is out now, and you can find a link to the Soggy Po' Boys website at our website, nhpr.org.
Got a song that's right and wrong, and shag, baby, shag. Back Casanova, Romeo, bring it on home, quick, bro, go. Who's that lucky old John Doe? Now shag.